May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 105. When I by faith my Maker see, in weakness and distress, brought down to that sad state for me, which angels can't express. Hymn 105.
Thank you. Let us read from the Gospel as recorded by Matthew, chapter 28. Matthew, chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, high and holy, great and glorious in all thy power and majesty, mercifully look upon us, a little company gathered together in thy name. We pray, as has already been sought, that thy presence might be known and among us as we gather around thy word. We cannot command it. We dare not demand it, even if we could. O Lord, we are dependent upon thy mercy. And once again, upon that ground, we would see grace to come. Thy mercy, it endureth forever, unchangeable, unalterable. O Lord, subdue the legal self within us and enable us to trust in thee. May, on this particular Lord's Day, we gather together to remember the glorious resurrection morn. Not exclusively today, but, O Lord, we pray that as we celebrate this day, may we prove 'tis the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, grant us the hearts to return thanks unto thee for thine unspeakable gift. He was made sin for us. He who knew no sin suffered Gethsemane, Calvary. O Lord, may we not pass over these things. May we enter into them in that measure that thou mayest permit. We read of those disciples, how, Lord Jesus, thou didst speak unto them, couldest thou not watch with me 1 hour? O Lord, we throw no stones. We come before thee, conscious of our failings, our forgetfulness. O, pardon us, Lord, in this we pray, and help us this day together to lift up Christ upon that gospel pole. May sinners look and live. Lord, thy mercies are boundless. We live, compelled to live, constrained to live upon the bounty of those mercies. The general mercies bestowed upon all mankind. We would not let these lie forgotten in unthankfulness without praises die. But we would remember of that stupendous plan of salvation. Uttermost sinners in such a way. Wretches, unfit for thy service in any respect. And yet, the poor hath the gospel preached unto them. And 'tis these, the 500 pence debtors, that truly are cause to rejoice in thy great salvation. Lord, we thank thee for the gospel. We pray, O Lord, that we might be brought nigh, even this morning, made nigh by the blood of Christ, the sin atoning blood shed upon Calvary's tree, the fountain opened. Thou didst proclaim even to Moses those far off days, a place beside me. Jesus' wounded side. Oh, may we, Lord, shelter there from the stormy blasts of life's pathway, from the fiery temptations of the adversary, from the corruptions of our own heart. Oh, may we find that safety in Christ. We think of Noah and the ark. They entered, the door was shut. Lord, shut the door about us this day. May those time things be left outside the sanctuary. And Lord, further we pray, the wandering mind and the thoughts that arise, oh, may they be controlled. So utterly helpless we are, that alas, we have to confess, even at times, in those seasons of worship, there is that intrudes. Lord, we would not have it so. The power is thine. Lord, cast out the buyers and sellers this day, we pray thee. Rule in our hearts, the King of glory. Work in us, we pray, that which is well-pleasing in thy sight, and enable us to enter even into the inner court, and there to worship in spirit and in truth. Remember each before thee. Thou knowest them all together, the secrets of the heart, the desires there. O Lord, if there be those that wait upon thee, seeking that thou wouldst say unto them, I am thy salvation. O hear their cries, perhaps not even formulated into words, but an aching void that the world cannot fill, and a seeming impossibility that such favour could e'er be bestowed upon such a one as themselves. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst come where such are, those that even have fallen among thieves and stripped. Lord, we pray, thou wouldst come where such are and meet their cases. O Lord, is not this the desire of our heart as we gather around thy word. 'Tis not to be seen of men. 'Tis not to proclaim words which come from the flesh, emanate there. Lord, we would be directed by thy Spirit. And as Philip joined himself unto the chariot, oh, may there be that preaching of Jesus. He whom we remember rose triumphant o'er those powers of darkness, of death, of sin, on that first resurrection morn, that first Easter day. O Lord, we would that our hearts may be so warmed, draw nigh unto us as thou didst to those disciples upon the Emmaus road. Perplexed they were. Lord, no doubt some amongst us perplexed. Even younger friends that might say, how can these things be? Those that may have been instructed even in the daily schools, and that suggested to their young minds of the impossibility of these things, mere cunningly devised fables. Oh Lord, we pray for them, that they have heard in the home, in the sanctuary, read in the Holy Scriptures, we pray that these things may have an effect upon them, and they with ourselves might know again and again the reality of them. O Lord, we thank thee, thou didst rise from the dead. We do thank thee that there is that empty tomb, and we would, oh, realize that victory. Lord, do grant unto us that overcoming faith. 'Tis thine to give it. Faith in Jesus. Said he, because I live, ye shall live also. Lord, grant us a lively exercise of faith. Bless us, younger friends, as they proceed from year to year in life's journey, might it please thee to cause that set time to come, not to propose but call by grace. Where thou hast commenced, O Lord, we pray thou wouldst go on to be merciful unto them. We read of the blind man, how thou didst put thine hand the second time to that work. Some of us feel to need it again and again. Oh, come, Lord. The spouse sought thee, went about the streets, saw ye he whom my soul loveth. Lord, we pray that such amongst us, whether young, in middle life, or elderly, may find thee. O Lord, might it please thee to speak as thou didst to Mary. Thou didst make mention of her name, and her heart responded, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Lord, these blessings, we cannot get away from these desires. Lord, these blessings we desire before each. May we ourselves be recipients of those favours. Lord, hear us, we pray thee. pardon us every sin. Remember this little corner of thy vineyard. Truly, Lord, thou hast gathered a goodly number here. Grant them that unity of the Spirit, thy rich blessing, the outpouring of thy Spirit upon them as they gather around the word. The holding up of one another's hands by prayer and supplication. May they that labour here, O Lord, be encouraged. May the word be spoken with power and unction from above. Thou despised, rejected by many, looked upon in scorn by those without. O Lord, we read, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show unto them his covenant. Lord, we pray for the revelation of truth. Thy rich blessing upon this assembly. And it lays upon our heart. O Lord, we ask, if it might please thee, thou wouldst grant them an under shepherd, one to come in and out amongst them, a man after God's own heart. Lord, oh, this is the appointed way. Thou hast proclaimed it so. And we ask, oh, that it might be so here and up and down throughout the churches of the living God. And Lord, keep us each faithful. Oh, preserve us, Lord, from wandering into those seemingly right paths and yet such that bring thy displeasure, thy frown, and e'en thine anger. O Lord, so Israel wandered, so Zion today, the churches of the living God. O turn again unto us, we pray. Amongst us as a little denomination, O Lord, remember us with that favour that thou bearest unto thine. Grant the grace to confess our sins. Oh, do we not read judgment must first begin at the house of God? Oh, turn our captivity, Lord, we pray. Grant us godly sorrow o'er sin. May we not point the finger, as it were, to others, and entertain that holier-than-thou attitude. For, Lord, we have sinned. We have come short. Oh, have mercy upon us, we pray thee. Hear prayer for our guilty land and nation. Hear prayer for the afflicted, we pray, the afflicted among this people. Remember them, Lord, and grant recovery, where 'tis thy holy mind and will. Hear prayer for those that rule over us, and for our armed forces, the police and our magistrates, and each that hold responsibility. We do ask, Lord, oh, that thou wouldst constrain that that may be wrought amongst us, which is right in thy sight, and those evil measures which are so practiced and condoned on us may be set aside, laid aside. May thy judgments speak, Lord, for thy judgments are abroad in every respect. Oh, may they speak unto us, Lord, and wilt thou spare as thou didst Nineveh of old. But now, Lord, oh, we would turn to thy word. We would be enabled to lift high upon the gospel pole a precious Christ. Once crucified, now risen, and at the Father's right hand in glory. So direct us, and pardon our every sin. We ask all in that precious name, and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 239. The Lamb is exalted, repentance to give, that sin may be hated while sinners believe. Contrition is granted and God justified. The sinner is humbled and self is denied. Hymn 239.
Thank you.
seeking the grace of dependence upon the Lord, we venture to the word you will find in Matthew from chapter 28. We read the 6th verse. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. We'll come together to make mention of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who, having passed through Gethsemane, suffered upon Calvary's tree, laid in the sepulchre, those 3 days, 3 nights. He rose triumphant over death and hell. I am he that liveth and was dead and am alive forevermore. To these women, the angel spake so tenderly, instructing them in the truth, revealing unto them those things which they had heard, making known unto them the purpose for which the Lord Jesus Christ came. He indeed was made sin for his people. Laid upon him was the iniquity of us all. Having paid that penalty price, paid with his own heart's blood, he rose triumphant. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. They were before the open sepulchre. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Here, come, see the place where the Lord lay. These women, recipients of the favor of their Lord, they sorrowed deeply as they witnessed of his sufferings, of his crucifixion, and that laying of that body, that holy body, in the sepulchre. Weeping believers who scarce could comprehend those things that had taken place before them. Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Just for a moment, as it were, consider what a scene arose before their eyes. He whom they had set their hopes upon, crucified upon Calvary's tree. Of those disciples who had followed the Lord Jesus Christ at his command, one had betrayed him. Another, so forthright in acclaiming Christ as the Lord and Savior, had denied. And he would leant upon his breast at supper among those forsook him and fled. There were these few poor disciples, not one synagogue to call their own. It would appear that all was lost. All was destroyed. Their hopes, having been centered in Christ, were now sorely tried. They themselves greatly perplexed. Oh, this surely is that scene that opens up before us. That little band, disciples of Christ, now the very scorn of the Jews, the butt, as it were, of their reproaches. Such were they, almost in despair. Oh, doth not this set before us not only the scene there by that sepulchre, but the condition that prevails in Zion today? Believers, the very scorn of men and their lot amongst those that are despised, as was their master, and rejected. Oh, when wilt thou appear, the cry of their heart? How can these things be, said Nicodemus, when 'twas set before him as concerning the new birth? How can these things be? It may be we have young friends among us. Oh, it may be these thoughts rise up in your hearts. The reality of these things so decried today, so dismissed as being irrelevant to these modern days. We have these words, oh, may the Lord speak them to our hearts. Fear not. I know that ye seek Jesus. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Those dear women were the last to leave that sacred spot, that sepulchre in which never before man had been laid. The Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath, drew on. To prevent any pollution, those Jews sought that the bodies might be taken down from the cross. And we read of one, even Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple, very fearful. He had not put his hand to the betrayal of the Lord Jesus Christ, but for fear of men, he held back. But now, emboldened, constrained, this wealthy man, he went and besought the body of Jesus, and having gained consent, laid it in that sepulchre. These women, they watched and returned to their homes, sorrowing. Can we understand something of that sorrow? Oh, can we enter a little into that which so affected them, even as they spent that Jewish Sabbath, groaning under those occurrences? I do believe a little might be known. This solemn path witness by true believers as they seek solitude, as they groan out their desires before the Lord and bring these matters, great and small, perplexities, to the footstool of mercy, saith the Lord. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Friend, did not these women call upon him? It was a day of trouble, of great trouble. He whom they loved and trusted, all outward appearances, crucified, died upon the cross. But friends, this is reality. Oh, this is that verily took place. We would hear the words here of the angel. There's an empty tomb. Christ is risen. He's come forth. He's paid that penalty price. Oh, is not this that which proclaims of that resurrection morning? The first day of the week. These women, they came. They came early to the sepulchre. One evangelist says, ere it was light, 'twas dark. And yet such was the constraint they thought to embalm his body. But, oh, what was yet to be witnessed? Wonder of wonders. Christ had spoken of these things. Scarce could they comprehend it. It was found, reported by the prophets Isaiah, Ezekiel. And the Lord Jesus Christ had spoken as concerning those 3 days in which Jonah was in the depths and in the belly of that great fish. He'd spoken of these things as he had said. Have we a doubting soul here? Perhaps the Lord is speaking in by that word. Hath he not said? Hath he not said? And shall he not do it? Art thou walking in that path when all seems against thee? When everything seemingly conspires together to diminish thy hope, to destroy that hope in Christ. 'Tis the aim. Oh, 'tis the aim of that infernal enemy of the Church of God. These things come not by chance. There is a power. We would proclaim of it. The power of Christ, resurrecting power, that lifts up a beggar from the dunghill, that revives the downcast. One word spoken, apples of gold in pictures of silver. And such we have here. These women, they came. Early were they found at the sepulchre. Could they stay away? No. The burden was there. They came. We read the end of the Sabbath. That is the Jewish Sabbath. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Oh, little did they realize what it meant. Perhaps some might even be upon that threshold today, greatly concerned and weeping, refusing to take comfort. Rahel weeping for her children because they were not. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, trace then the footsteps of these dear women. In all their sorrow, their heads bowed, no doubt. If there was conversation, it was but little. They grieved together, but they came to the sepulchre. It began to dawn toward the first day of the week. They came to see the sepulchre. What was their conversation? The little that was said. Who shall roll us away the stone? Great difficulties. What is the burden of the heart? Who shall reveal these things? Sin lies heavy upon the soul. Oh, if we seek to know anything of the abomination of sin, surely it is to be found and seen in Gethsemane and at Calvary. There the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. Put it in all simplicity, these words have somewhat helped one along. Jesus, for our sins. There he stood, in the sinner's room, place and stead. That one who offered himself freely, voluntarily, upon Calvary's tree. There he offered himself a sacrifice for the sins of his people. One says, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Oh, wouldest thou know of the power of his resurrection? Oh, wouldest thou taste of these precious things? The words found, and such may eat them, to the joy and rejoicing of their heart, I say, wouldest thou? It is through that path of suffering, and that path of suffering that alone leads to that place where sufferings are unknown. Christ rose, oh, this is the message, surely. He's not now in that sepulchre. Through that power of God the Father and his own power, he rose. The earthquake. There was an earthquake. The margin says there had been before they cried, the Lord had answered their petition. And as they wended their way, it may be some even today, have wended their way into the house of God, feelingly downcast, dejected, ready to give up, and call no more on Jesus' name. Fear not. He's not here. He's risen. He's risen. Come behold the place where he lay. There was this invitation, as it were. The angel bid them, yea, look. They had witnessed there his body laid in that shroud provided by Joseph, and along with Nicodemus, these now so bold, who had been so reticent in making mention of their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Did not the disciples see those clothes, the grave clothes, neatly folded, as it were? He is not here. And this, oh, this is the grand message of this glorious resurrection morn. He's not here. He's risen. He's risen from the dead. What does this mean? He suffered for the sins of his people. He gave his life a ransom for many. Yea, he bore the curse that was due unto Zion for her sins. Christ, who had laid in the bosom of his Father from all eternity. Yea, and in the womb of eternity, in those purposes of God's grace for his people. Christ, who humbled himself and took upon himself a body like our own, formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary, blessed truths, immaculate conception, no sin found in him, perfect, holy, a sacrifice acceptable unto the Father. Throughout his life, we read these words, he must be about his Father's business. And from Bethlehem, even unto Calvary, those years of his earthly ministry here upon earth, about his Father's ministry. Business. Now. Oh, now. He was laid. Laid in the sepulchre. Work was completed. Death and sin claimed their victim. He paid the penalty price. Oh, how can we comprehend the sufferings of Christ in his holy soul in the garden upon the cross, spoken of by the psalmist. Prophesied indeed, those deep sufferings of the Lamb of God. Now he was laid. He who had from all eternity laid in the bosom of his Father, he was laid in the sepulchre. But this, oh, this is the news, the good news. The angel came, proclaimed his birth. Yea, the very host of heaven proclaimed of those good tidings. He came to suffer. He came to bleed. He came to die. He took upon himself a body like our own. And in the room, place, and stead, he gave himself. Oh, there's something sweet in those words. Voluntarily gave himself. Yea, whilst we were dead in sins and trespasses, he gave himself for sinners. Perhaps some. Oh, as we look upon this great transaction, this wondrous grace, do look on in amazement. For me, friends, mercy, oh, we live to prove it. Mercy is not for a day, a week, a month or year, it's from everlasting to everlasting. And our poor finite minds cannot get comprehended, but we prove it. Oh, sometimes so hard, so indifferent, so burdened with sin, so wretched and undone, feelingly outcast of Israel, and yet Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He loved because he would. He left the realms of bliss because he would.
From the very bosom of his father he came. He came and he set his face as a flint to go up to Jerusalem, there to accomplish that which none other could ever accomplish. For from the very best of men, none could be found that could satisfy those demands of justice and set these free from the consequences of their sins. Here am I, was the word that resounded throughout eternity past. Here am I, send me. Now, in the fullness of time, about his father's business, he laid down his life for sinners. But that is not the end. Oh, that is not the conclusion of the matter. Men, wicked men, they considered they had now obtained their infernal desire. As sometimes we've said, and I feel the reality of it, they were but pawns in the hands of God to further his great work of salvation. We see, oh, we see, come. Come, saith now this angel, sorrowing women, fearful, feeble believers. The sepulchre is empty. Christ is risen. Death could no longer hold him. He conquered. One says, when he fell, the payment was made, and no power on earth, no power of Satan, nor they that would minister in his name, could prevent the purposes of God being accomplished. We have the very truth set before us. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? Here hangs our salvation. 'Tis centered in a risen Christ, once crucified upon Calvary's tree. He's not here in the sepulchre. They'd laid him there. By the power of the Father, by his own almighty power, he came forth. He came forth from that sepulchre. An earthquake there had been. The stone was removed. And now, it was for these women to look and see an empty tomb and all that that meant. Oh, friend, I feel to lay it before you in all simplicity. Christ is risen. Oh, let men say what they will. Deny the precious truths of the gospel. Christ hath risen. Death hath received its deadly aim. Christ hath risen. And who can stand against his power? From those small beginnings, a few disciples. What? How else can we proclaim of the gospel being proclaimed throughout the length and breadth of the world, the four corners of the earth, going forth with power and unction from on high. 'Tis a risen Christ. Many are the supposed religions that abound in this wicked and adulterous generation. Oh, many are those adherents who take to themselves gods of their own making, wood and stone, worship those inanimate objects. Oh, such foolishness, such wickedness. The word of God declares concerning the true and living God. It also declares regarding the justice of Jehovah and how that sin is an abomination in his sight. He loves their persons in Christ. He hates their sins. He hates putting away. That channel of mercy be opened. Christ must suffer upon Calvary's tree. A way made. A way made. He was made sin for us. He bore the curse. Substitution. The blood of atonement, that sin atoning blood shed upon Calvary's tree. God and sinners reconciled. Oh, said the angel here to these fearful women, feeble in themselves, and saith he to Zion today, yea, oh, where multitudes reject him, as they of old would have him crucified, so in the heart of man there is this still. Oh, it lurks there. Some of us, oh, to our grief have to feel it at times, the enmity in our heart. Oh, we would weep over it, that it should so rise up. Crucify him, crucify him. We will not have this man to reign over us. Friends, where's the remedy? The malady is within us. It's rife within us. Sin, oh, that contagious disease, from the very crown of the head to the sole of the foot. But Christ died for sinners. He gave himself, and that freely. He hung upon Calvary's tree. Those nails pierced his hands. Those nails pierced his feet. He suffered the very ignominy of crucifixion. And cursed is he that hangeth upon the tree. The second Adam came to remove that curse of sin. He accomplished that work in his sufferings. Oh, the wonders of God's grace. When we consider that we feel ourselves to be. Yea, Zion, at largest ye weeps before the Lord. Why was I made to hear his voice and enter was this room? While thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come. 'Twas the same love that spread the feast, that sweetly forced me in, as I had still refused to taste and perished in my sin. Christ, he rose triumphant. An empty tomb and all that means. Friends, if he found there, there's no hope at all. Christ rose triumphant, all those powers of death. It received its mortal blow. The Lord Jesus Christ bid his disciples, as he would encourage them in that great labour was laid before them, and knew that they should suffer much for his sake, did not, was it not spoken to the apostle, or show him, or of him, show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake? The Lord Jesus Christ, he encouraged his disciples, would have them believe, yea, and to follow at his command, to go into all the nations of the earth and proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Come, see up the place where the Lord lay, where he lay. Oh, pay now that utmost might. The mighty conqueror, he came forth, we read, yea, from Edom, from Bozrah. Edom speaking of thee, those of Esau, Bozrah, a land, a city of that land. Who is this that cometh up? His garments dyed with blood. Salvation, it is of grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. Come, see the place. See the place where he lay. He paid the price. The law was satisfied. And having paid that price, it could no longer hold him. Triumphant he came forth. And we read. We read how he was revealed unto the women first, the disciples, and saith the apostle Paul, and last of all, unto me, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, for I persecuted the church of Christ. Come see the place where the Lord lay, an empty tomb. Christ is risen, and now ascended at the Father's right hand in glory. That work here on earth accomplished. The work of redemption that paid which satisfied holy justice. Friends, there's the hope of sinners. Oh, I leave you on those few thoughts this morning. There's the hope. It is in Christ, now risen upon this Easter morning. Oh, we would be enabled to proclaim abroad the wonders of his grace. Some consider him a good man. Some proclaim him as a great prophet. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he who rose triumphant, mighty conqueror, coming forth, garments dyed with blood, his own arm brought salvation. Oh, look again, an empty tomb. Christ is risen. Wait upon him. Those dear disciples, along with the women, some we read believed, others doubted. In that time, at set time, we read as concerning Thomas. And are we not thankful for that record? He came. He put his hands into those prints of the nails. And there came forth that from his heart. My Lord and my God. He's not here. empty tomb. Behold him, wounded side. They pierced his side, 'tis true, but we have pierced him through and through. Behold him, the Lamb of God, for sinners slain, a real man, a real man, God man. Christ rose. How know we this? How did Job come to that declaration? I know that my Redeemer liveth. News from a far country. Those communications. He speaks. He speaks. A living Christ. He speaks and speaks to thee, say poor sinner. Lovest thou me?
The collections last Lord's Day were £785, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jempson will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be a reading service in the morning, and God willing, Mr. Wheatley will preach in the evening. And the wedding of Emma and Ryan will be, God willing, on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 426. How great and solemn is the thing for which we here are come, to view the death of Zion's King and gaze upon his tomb. Hymn 426.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.